Dave Webster, unlucky. That was a tie to remember, but unfortunately for Harps, ending in disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah, geez, I don't know where to start. We talked about managing the game at half time. I don't think we really got a chance to. From half time to 2-2, it was just utter chaos. I think maybe from 2-2 onwards, we could have managed the game a bit better. We didn't really come out second half. We were probably the best we played first half. Absolutely excellent all over the pitch. Brilliant. We had them fighting with each other. They didn't know what hit them like. Yeah, you know, it's a hard one to take. You're 2-0 up, quarterfinal of the cup, you're thinking you've got a semi-final, a home draw in the semi-final if you get through, and it's just, you know, it's, I don't think it'll sink in now till, especially me, like I'm 31 years of age now, and hopefully it's not my last chance of a silverware, but, you know, it could have been the one, and yeah, it's just a bitter pill to swallow at the end, I suppose.
And I suppose it's easy for us to, you know, have a look at the referee and the big decisions that he had to make. I mean, you were as close to anybody, Dave. What was going on in there? Were they penalties or were they questionable?
Look, everyone has opinions, and now he's going to say they were, I'm going to say they weren't. We've looked at someone back there. Well, look, this is no point. It's done now. It's over. What can you do? Get on with it. We've looked at a couple of them back, soft as anything you'll ever see. But so what can you do? I think the lads were up around Ronan Finn definitely handballed the ball in the box second near the end there. The other one was, I think, the handball for the second penalty. For Graham Brooks penalty, Delino screaming in his earpiece, no. Yeah. Ref's giving it. So I don't know much more you can do, but yeah. Look, I'm not going off there when I said I wouldn't, but look, it is what it is, you know. From 2-0 we need to manage the game better. It's simple as that. From 2-0, we're still in the game, you know. We can see it out. If we don't nick one, we can see it out for an extra time penalty, so we're disappointed in that perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I suggested to Ryan Connolly, overall a positive campaign, because Harps have avoided relegation, avoided even being in the playoffs, but he was suggesting that, you know, perhaps this team, the quality that's in there, that they could have even finished higher up the table,
you know. From the very start, people have been asking me, and I've been singing the praise of the squad from the very start. And people are going, look, I was one of the ones that was full of celebrations here when we stayed up, but just because of the timing of it and where we were in the table, and we were 7-8 points off even getting near the playoff at one stage. So to get that over the line was just a bit of relief. But I mean, I knew myself, like, I've been around now for 10-11 years in the league, and I knew myself when I first came in pre-season, after a couple of weeks, that we could actually kick on here and do something, you know. And first game of the season here was brilliant. We still got 1-0. We went to up to the Brandywell, and yeah, we should have beat them last kick of the game after conceding, and you're thinking, geez, we can kick on here, you know. Then we got a bit of a reality check against Dundalk, but like, I don't know, the quality in the squad was there. It was there to kick on. It was there to, it's hard to say, you don't get the rub of the green sometimes, but you make your own look. But to me, I feel like, yeah, we could have done better, definitely. But for the squad we had, we could have done better. We should have been further up the title, definitely. But I think in the end, it was definitely like relief to get out of it and get out of the playoff, and we done well to get out of it, you know. We dug in deep, we were unbeaten in 8 games 9 games, yeah. I know, and that takes a lot to do. We were up first or second in the form table if you went on the last 10 games or something, yeah. Like, and that's, you know, like, if you can build on that, if you just, it's like, you know, hindsight is a wonderful thing, you know.
Yeah, and it was an unreal end to the season, but, you know, can he build on it, Dave? Like, will he, how much of the squad will be about here next year?
That's not for me to say, you know. That's for the powers that be that are upstairs. If they want to invest and actually push on, if they're serious about it, we'll see over the next few weeks if they are or not. Definitely can, you know. It's like, you look at the work that the people here do here behind the scenes, and it's unbelievable. Like, the money they raise to get the dressing rooms up and running, fantastic. Raise another money with the new car draw for new training pitches next year. So everything else is going in the right direction. So there's no reason why you can't. Look, I think it says a lot about the squad. You've got, you're 2-0 up, you're 45 minutes away against the best team in the country, unbeaten all year. We played them off the park first half. Yeah. You know, we could rub the green once or twice, but we played them off the park. You know, we were excellent all over the pitch, and like, it kind of shows you that the quality that was in the squad, you know.
Well, so you're standing here beside me with this award that you've got as well. The 54 Crew supporters have presented you with their Player of the Year, so that's a nice wee way for you to end the campaign.
Yeah, look, it's absolutely, I'm surprised by it there. He caught me off guard. Absolutely delighted with it. Obviously, you don't personal awards or nothing without your teammates, you know. Especially, look, I've been a centre half all my year, and all he's played me right wing back this year, and he showed a lot of faith in me, and I wanted to repay that faith. And you can't do anything without your teammates, you know. They got me over the line. If ever I got an assist, there was someone there to put it into the goal. So, you know, I'm just delighted with it.